Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sociology in the News. My name is Jordan Walg.
And I'm Mallory Harrington.
And today we will be talking about young people engaging in politics. Well, many young people are deeply curious about politics, especially when it is understood more broadly, such as a way to make sense of society, power, and everyday life. So sociologist Emine Elcio Liu, who's an associate professor at the University of Toronto, wrote an article for The Conversation discussing YouTube's role in the political education of young people in Canada.
The article gives us a lot of great background about higher education in Canada, and it's typically played a central role in public life, sort of what you would imagine as the university being somewhere where people go to explore political ideas, develop critical thinking skills. But she says that mission has since eroded, and there's been this shift towards rebranding higher education as more of an individual investment than a broader public good. So with that, costs of tuition have increased. There's been less public funding, and that's created a shift in the demographics of a lot of universities along economic lines. So more people having less access to universities than in the past. And so YouTube has sort of stepped in as a primary source of political education for a lot of people, and potentially in a way that is more appealing to a lot of young people than a traditional university.
Yeah, YouTube has become a huge attention economy. And so 2015, the YouTube algorithm shifted to maximize watch time, pushing content independently of whether it had good or bad quality. And the author found that for students in technical and vocational programs, where, remember that inequality is rarely addressed, YouTube often becomes their main source of political learning. And conservative influencers offer these very engaging videos because they use simplified narratives. So inequality reflects natural differences, that tradition endorses order, that progressivism is elitist. And these messages land because progressive ideas remain concentrated in universities, which is out of reach for many working class youth. This dynamic is also expanded across platforms like TikTok and Instagram, where short-form content delivers similar emotionally charged explanations. So, when critical education is confined to elite spaces such as universities, structural thinking becomes a privilege and not a public tool. This matters because it shapes who feels entitled to analyze power and imagine alternatives, and who is left to make sense of inequality through personal experience and YouTube algorithms.
And it's not just conservative influencers that are promoting content on YouTube. We see a lot of what we would term edtech entering the space. So those ideas from universities trying to be presented for a digital audience. So as scholars, we're always thinking, what is the best way to share our ideas beyond the ivory tower?
So this article made me think a lot about where I get my political information from. And Mallory, where do you get a lot of your political information from?
Oh, Jordan, a shocking amount from TikTok, I must admit. But this article also made me think about how I evaluate that news, and really is making me notice which stories have heightened emotion, which stories lead with the sort of rational logic we might find prioritized in universities. So being not only attentive to the content, but how it's portrayed to you as a news consumer.
Thanks for listening to the Society Pages podcast. Be sure to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and check out our website at thesocietypages.org.